Blimey, always see like the whole shuffle behind me falls asleep.
We're in Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, Kum Len Lablan Gemara. So the last thing we learned was that when do we say that a Kinyan Chazaka is effective? Only if it was told, Leich Chazek V'Kni. That the owner, the vendor, told him, go ahead and make the chazaka. Otherwise, maybe he's going to change his mind. Even if you change money, you learn before money is not the kinyan. Especially in a place the minig is that it's through a shtar. Says the Gemara, it's a question. What about if it was a gift? If somebody gives you a gift, do you also have to wait for him to say, Leich Chazek V'Kni? You can go ahead straight away and make a chazaka. What's the question to my friend Abba? We said yesterday, it's a Lashon of Kabbalah, that is his real name. Hashed. The room looks very different now, doesn't it? Hashed, he said yes. Says Shmuel, Uma meche madach when it comes to a sale. Because Yahiv le Zuze, he's getting money. Yet we say, if he says yes, otherwise it's not valid, even though money changed hands. Matana le koshke, surely a gift. Kol zman, I didn't clearly say to you, maybe I'm going to change my mind. I'm not getting anything in return. Maybe I'll change my mind. Until I actually tell you, go ahead and make a kinyan chazaka, you can't. The Rav Sova, Rav holds, on the contrary, mandi yoy matana ba'ayin yofi yoy. When a person gifts you, they are giving you in a very generous way. So, of course, he has no intention of changing his mind.
Even when it's a baton, it's always not with the full heart, because it's always something in return. There's always
because if you would have done you a favor once upon a time, I would have done. But still a full heart. But I did receive something in exchange a while ago. I'm not anticipating another thing just for the past. You did me a favor in the past, I'm doing it. Shmuel holds, when did we say matana ba'an yofan noisim? Once you gave it. But the question right now is, am I giving it? So we haven't yet determined if he's giving matana or not. So then I don't say that. That's what's wrong. Anyways, I'm going to write to the camera. How much do you have to do to him? You know, you're saying that chazaka is koshu. What's exactly koshu? Kiddush Shmuel, Shmuel. Don Mashmuel, we said there's three things that God and all the paras, God that offends. What's the purpose of offense? To prevent people from coming in. So what happened to a very low lying fence that people can just walk right over and climb over it? God, now you raised it to 10 tvachi, which makes it difficult for people to climb over. That's sufficient. Uparat, or there was a fence that you want to get in, so you created a door, you did a breach. Upirza, Kadesha, Yechonez, Vyetze, but you can enter and go out. Harezu Chazaka. Let's more analyze it further. Hi, God, what do you mean you made a fence? In the beginning, you couldn't hold people back. And also, you don't go, is my oven, what did you do?
What does that mean, that it's such a fence that won't
stop anybody? Exactly. No, like it doesn't prevent people. You can walk right over it. And now still you cannot walk right over it. So what did you achieve? So you didn't do anything. In other words, the whole idea of chazaka is that you have to achieve, benefit the land, benefit. But if there's a low-lying fence before, and you raise it a little bit, but it's still a low-lying fence, so everybody can just walk right over it, what did you achieve? Or if in the beginning you couldn't walk right over it because it was on a slope, and then you added something and you still can't walk over it, so what did you achieve? You have to achieve something. The fence was low line and you could climb right over it. And now you cannot climb over it. Freddy Gmar, you call that a mashu? Tuva avad. What do you mean he did a mashu? He did a lot. Before it was so easy just to put your foot right over and climb it. Still can climb over it, but it's much more difficult. Therefore, it's called a mashu. But you achieved something. You're preventing somebody who's not going to make the effort to climb over. High pits, he said before, by a breach of kosher is good enough. Hey, what are we talking about? Ilema demikara hava ailuba. That before you were able to go in, vahashtanami ailuba, now you can also go into my ovid. What did you achieve? Elo, before also you had an opening. Elo demikara loy havi ailuba. Before you couldn't walk into the property because the fence was all closed off. There was a moyer all around the fatsam. Vahashtaka ailuba. And now you're able to walk in. Tuva avad. A lot was achieved. What do you mean, mashu? Lo, you know. Tzrich, we're talking about, dimikara have a ailuba beduchke. First it was difficult, vahashta ailuba bevacha. Now it's easy. So that's what you achieve, but it's a mashu.
In the city, where the city is an archway, people come through all the time. So once upon a time, I believe once a year, they closed it for a day.
I'm saying a lot of segues go meet in this corner. Amrab Asi, Amrab Yechim. If a guy just placed a pebble and we'll soon see what he's talking about here, and it benefited the land, or not outsurai removed those pebbles, and benefited the land, that raises a chazaka. Then it's always a chazaka for the Gemara, my nosan or my notel. What do you mean he placed? What do you mean he took? He placed a rock or a pebble or something, and he blocked off the water. Meaning the water didn't come in, he blocked the water from entering the field, maybe flooding it. Or not outside, he removed the pebble, the apig maimon, and the water was sitting on the field by removing this pebble. Exactly. Yeah, so it allowed the water to escape. In this case, it's not a kinyan chazaka. Why not? You just benefit the field. Because it's not direct. This is indirect. Mavriach ari menichse chaveihu. You're chasing away a line. You're chasing away a lion from somebody else's field. So what? So Rashbam, listen to the Rashbam. Hi, Mavri Echariu, says the Rashbam, and you have a mitzvah. Halom Azadayim, what do you compare this to? Lemeshiv Aveda. We're comparing this to returning an Aveda. The Chol Yisrael Metsuyin Lahatzil Nomen Chavareim and a Hezek. Everyone has a mitzvah to try to protect someone else's field. When is it a kinyan chazoka? Dumye de Godaru Porat Shoise Boy Binyan. He builds something on the property, a cultic and hatzarik loy the sada, that benefits the field. Kige mashke mayim, or he pours water onto the field, or he zoymer, or he prunes, or he zoyrei, or he plants, or he plows. Over here, he's doing a mitzvah. That's the problem. So the famous question, I can't remember who even asked it, but the famous question everybody asked on the Gemara here, we're talking about the chosim of a ger. What mitzvah are you doing when the guy's dead? It's hefker. The whole vart here is that this, the Mishnah said, we're talking about the chasim of a gay, there's no owner, it's hefker. So if you want to be koine, how do you koine? By making a kinyan chazaka.
But isn't also isn't it for any time that
But as Baum said before, that all these cases are talking about a gear.
Why? Because they're normal.
The Mishnah talking about a gear.
So if it's a normal, if you want
to. No, lech hazeka kini is only by a normal case, not by a gear.
Okay, so that lech hazeka kini, can he do these things, or does he have to do these things that we're talking about here?
It applies everywhere. So the simple answer would be is that in this particular case, we're not talking about a gear, we're jumping back to a normal case of a meicher and a kena. But they answer, even though it's not a mitzvah by gear, it's already entrenched in us that we have to try to do the right thing by somebody else. So when I go ahead, and even though it's hefke, and there's no balabos here, and there's no mitzvah of hashavas of here, I'm doing it not for the purpose of actually betting the field. I'm doing it because I'm a good person, and I'm not even thinking. My impulse is to try to help the field out. So therefore, the problem here is my kavana will not be a kavana liknas. And we learned before that it's vital. You want to be kainer that you need to have kavanah, especially when it's hefker. You're the only person involved in the transaction. You need kavanah.
So when the Mishnah says no god of a parat kol shehu as a chazaka, that means kol shehu which has some
benefit to the field. Yeah. So here, yeah. The Gemara writes, okay, Ella. So what's talking about? Nosan tsroid. You placed a stone. The tsamad lamaya. By placing the stone, that you connected the water to the field. So you move the stone, or you put a stone there, and therefore, somehow or another, the stone allows now the water to enter the field. So this directly benefits the field. Or not outside of Avlachmai. You took away the stone, and now suddenly the canal became wider so that the water can enter the field. In other words, you did things that directly benefit the field and the structures, so therefore it helps. Talking about Kavanah, there's two fields. And we know we're talking, see, the problem is the next whole Gemara is talking about a ger. That's why we're going to assume this Gemara is also a ger. When I buy, we had a Gemara in Kedushin that says, if I'm buying 10 fields from you, and I make a chazok on one field, I'm kind of all the other fields. Why? Because the Gemara says, the sadna de ara chadu, the nostichal of the world, the sheet of the world is all one. The whole world is interconnected. And so if you stand above the water, down below, the tectonic plates, everything is connected. So therefore, I'm kind of. But then we also had only if you gave me the equivalent amount of money. If I only paid you for half the fields, I'm only creating half the fields. But here we're talking about with the ger. There's a ger, there's nobody selling you the fields. The question is, there's two contiguous fields, both belong to the same ger, and there is a boundary in between. A boundary used to be a pile of rocks that used to be elevated. The boundary wasn't just a red chalk, or no, a white piece of chalk that went across. The boundary was like a mound.
Stone fence.
Yeah, or stone fence, or a mound. That went the entire length. If you go to these farms, you can see there's like a mound or something, of rocks or something. Like this is their boundary. So The question is, if you make a kinyan chazaka in one field, are you koine the other field? Shtei sodas, the meitzet echem and is a dividing, the boundary between them, hechazik ba'achaz, and when you make a chazaka in one of them, liknois, it depends, a number of variables. If liknois so, you intended to be koine that very field, you made a chazaka on the din is kono, you are koine that field. You are koine that field. Only that field, nothing else. Leakness oisa the eschavata. You intended to buy to be kind of this field and the field, the neighboring field with this one chazaka is oisa kona chavata lekona. You will be kind of only this field, but not the other one. Even though you had it in mind, because that boundary, that boundary fence, separates, segregates the two fields. Leaknois eschavata. If you only intended to be kind of the other field, you made a chazaka on this field, then af oisa lekona, not kind of anything at all. Says the Gemara. So this meitzar separates these two fields. Says the Gemara. Okay, I have a question. Boy, you're upset. Yes, a question. What about hechzik ba'achaz? Man, let's say you're machzik on the field, but you did not have in mind to be cutting the other field. Rather, you had in mind to be cutting the meitzar itself. Those pile of rocks. The pile of rocks that was dividing the two fields. Ba'achaz man liknes oisa v'esa meitzar. And v'schavato. Actually, you want to be cutting. The problem was in the previous case, the meitzar was dividing two fields. I had no intention of being cutting the meitzar, so there's a disconnect between the field, the neighboring field and this field. What about I want to be cutting the meitzar as well? All three. Mao. How do we view that? Do we say meitzar da arachadu? Do we say that the meitzar is part of the land, and therefore now, if I want to be cutting all of it, it's like one big piece of land now? So, just because it was a meitzar that divided two lands, but if I want to be cutting the meitzar itself, now we view the whole topography as one big property, so therefore it's all right. We say that the reason why it's two separate fields is not only because I didn't have a mind to be cutting the meitzah naturally separates these two fields, and therefore you cannot be cutting the other field at all until you make a chazaka in that very field as well.
What would you like me to do about
The reason is because the meitzah is not on level with the ground, the meitzah rises above it, so it's like a separate property altogether. And therefore, they're all three separate properties.
All from the kingdom of Smash, which actually lower.
Sorry?
And I made Sakavosi Ko.
Yeah, true. Actually, the Rambam says it. Gvoya Oinamuch. Okay, you're right. It could be lower. A depression, that's right. They have a canal. A lot of times they have like a little canal of water dividing.
What was the thing that belonged on the donkey? It says, the Torah says there was a fence, a stone fence. God,
the Mezavah, remember that? Yeah. Teiku. Good question. But I love the question. What about herzig b'meitzah? Forget. You made a chazak in the meitzah, you dug in the meitzah or something, and your intention was liknishtein, because both sides are straddled on both sides. Ma, what's it in here? Me, Amrinan, do we say that hay meitzah afsra da aruhu v'konu? Do we say it's like the saddle of a donkey? And the donkey needs the saddle. And therefore, the land needs the meitzar, and therefore, when you make a kinyan in the meitzar, you're making a kinyan of both property. And we don't view it that way. Each one is separate, and you're not cutting at all, just the meitzar itself. Teiku.
So, what do you have between properties that are owned by different people?
I'm talking about Hefkana, all Hefkana. If you buy different people, no problem. Oh, different people don't help.
A mound or a ditch or a border, who owns the mound?
That's the whole Hamoichas Abayis, Hamoichas Adus. We'll see all that. The Boidah Sheikh and the Midas. It usually goes with the property. We'll see later. Whenever the whole 50s later, when you make a sale, what's included in the sale? And that's how much like is Moichah Ba'an Yofim Moichah. That's what all comes in.
If it's wide enough to move on top of it or below it, then it sounds like it is a barrier between, but both of them have got access to it.
Yeah, but the kingdom comes certain in if it's a big wall of stone, then it falls down.
We'll learn all that. The chattel when you sell a house, who belongs to all that, we'll learn. Everything included. The boy for water who belongs to in the yard. Two houses, two houses, one inside the other. Yeah, the inner house and the outer house. Now, the inner house, the only way to go outside is going through the outer house. The outer house has no need to go to the inner house to go anywhere. So there's a relationship between the inner house and the outer house, but there's no relationship between the outer house and the inner house. So therefore, as follows. Hechazik b'chitza, you made a chazak in the outer house, all belong to get. Liknois is the bekaine, kanu, you're kaine the outer house, and that's it. Liknois oisei ve'esa pinim. He had a mind to be kind of both houses. Chitzan kona pinimi lekona. You're kind of the outside one, but you're not kind of the inside one. Liknois esa pinimi. If your intention was to be kind of the pinimi, then av chitzanami lekona. Then you're not. Oh, if you're standing in the outside house and you intended to be, and you make a kinyan in the outside house, but your intention is to be kind of the inner house, and you're kind of nothing. Because you're not kind of the outer house, you have no kavanah. You're not kind of the inner house because it doesn't help the kavanah. You didn't make a kinyan. Hechazik bepnimi. What about the other way around? You made a chazak in the inner house, and the kavanah was like, no, you started to be kind of the inner house. Kone. What about liknes oisei ve'esachitzen kone shnei? You kind of both. Liknes achitzen. You're making a kinyan in the inner house, and your intention was to be kind of the outer house, and apnimi lekone kone anything. Amar Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Avu. This is interesting halacha. If somebody builds a large palace on the estate of a goy, of a ger, but he, sorry? What's your name? Oh, Kazam, whatever, yeah. But he didn't put any doors. By not putting any doors means that at the moment, you can, before the house is there, you can walk through the whole property. Now the house is there, you can still walk through the whole property because there are no doors. Then Uvoacha came along another person, the Hamid Landals, and placed the doors. Kone, that second person is Kone. That second person is Kone. Why? My timer. Kama, leave me, ba'al mehud afir. The first guy, all he did was he piled up a whole bunch of bricks. Kol man, he didn't put doors on it, then you didn't really do anything there at all. Why? And this is interesting. Because we say the beginning of it's not the beginning of the building that matters, it's the end, the completion of the construction that makes it a house. Kozman, you don't have the doors there, it's not a house. It's a bunch of bricks. We, in Halacha, don't look at a house as a house until it's a door and it's private and nobody else can go in there. That becomes a house.
That's the Rebbe Shakul that tell you about the Beish Beis HaMikdash. The Shishlishi is going to come down complete. Yeah, so what are you even going to contribute? So says they eat the doors.
Yeah, exactly. It's all based on the Gemara here. So. Tavu Shoreh, that we had that about Gittin. We had Gittin about the Beis HaMikdash. Churn Bais. That's right. They just sunk the door. Yeah. So what we're saying here is, but even though you build this whole edifice, no matter how many bricks you put up there, how beautiful the edifice is, it's not considered a house until there are doors and it's closed and there's privacy. So therefore, the second guy herzik chazak means that you're achieving something, you're completing something. If he found it, a built-up palace already, that's all set up, it's all built. What can you do to make a chazak? You put a little bit of plaster. Remember, when we do a zeichel churban, you put a little plaster. So then, or you make some kind of art, graphics on the walls, graffiti. Konon, you are koine. The kama, how much you have to make a reisim. An amma, that's visible. Where is it visible? Can I get a pencil? You walk in, it's right there. Rav Sheshe once said this, and it was wild, but then our eyes were illuminated when we saw the following braisa. The following. If somebody spreads out all these linen, he lies down on the ground of an estate of a ger, which is hefke now. All he does is lies down these sheets, and he lies down on it. Kona, you are koine. Why are you koine? So some say because the sheets is what kind it, because the sheets are nice. Others say because you are having direct benefit from the land. You're having direct benefit from the land. That's a kini chazaka. Vanhiru ainim mimasnita. We actually saw a braise. What was the braise? It says the following. It says, Tani learned, how do we buy an evid? How do you make a chazaka? We also have a kini chazaka, every heading more condition. You have a kini chazaka and evid. So the chiddush over here is that till now we learned the chazaki is you're improving the land. Now Rav Sheshe can make a chiddush the other way around, that the land is improving you. Not that you're improving the land is improving you, it's allowing you to sleep. That's considered a chazaki as well. And that's a big chiddush. So we, and we were contemplating, is it right? Not right, till we found the following braisa, because we know an eved can be purchased through chazaki. And then we'll see that the Eved, instead of you picking up the Eved can pick you up and it's a kini chazaka. What do you mean chazaka? It means that you have to improve the land. And here the land is improving you. And that's called a chazaka. Chazaka means you have to lift the Eved. And here the Eved lifting you. We'll still see in a second. There's two kinds. We'll see in a minute. So it's Ketzer Chazaka Noalay Menala, but the Eved goes ahead and serves you. For example, ties his shoe, puts his shoes on, or hits the Menala, or takes it off. He carries all your belongings to the base of Mechas, to the bathhouse. He undresses you. He bathes you. Socha, he pours anointment on you. Garda, he uses the scraper that sort of scrapes off all the scabs and so on. He dresses you. He places his shoes on you. And he lifts you. Now, we're not sure who lifts who. Kone. You're kind of. Amar Abshimah is certain. Abshimah makes a comment, and we don't know yet what it means. Vehigbir. Loi tehei chazaka g'day l'mahagba. Why should chazaka be better than agba? Shagba kain b'chamaka. Well, it works everything. What's going on here? My comment. What's the discussion between Tanakama and Abshimah? Hachi comment. Higbir the rabbi kana. This is what Tanakama says. Higbir if the eved lifts the rebbe. So what's chazaka here? Chazaka means the eved is working, serving the master. So if the Eved lifts the master, he is working for the master. He's making it easy. He's carrying him on his shoulders, right? But what about if the master lifts the Eved? How in the world is that considered serving the master? He's not. So therefore, he's not koina. He be a little rabbi koina. If the servant lifts the master, he's koina. He be a rabbi loy like koina. That's what the Tanakhama says. Amar Abshimen, loy tehei chazok. We know that if you lift something at Kinyan Hagbah, not by an Eved, but by an apostle. So, loy tehei chazoka g'dayle ma'agbah. Chazoka shouldn't be strong than Agbah. Shagbah koina b'chamokim. In other words, if the master turns around and lifts the Eved, it's also koina. So, even though you did it the other way around, the chazoka should be the Eved lifting the master. Yet, if the master is the Eved's koina, same thing by the property. Even though chazoka means you should improve the property, if the property improves you and you benefit directly property, that's also called kinya chazoka.
So, what's he saying? The Eved has got characteristics of the Talton and Karta?
We're just drawing an analogy that it can work the other way. A kinyan sometimes can work the opposite way than it should. Just like over there, chazaka means the eved working with the balabas. The balabas lifts the eved. He's saying that's chazaka. Same here by kaka.
It means hagbah means metaltulin.
No, he's trying to show that hagbah is a very powerful kinyan.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
It wouldn't be a kinyan.
Yeah, true.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, correct.
So in other words, you're now making the
Eved
like
Metaltan.
You're making the Eved like
Metaltan,
if you did it in that way.
If somebody throws in seeds, there's a crack in the ground. Now we're talking about, we're going to learn the whole Gemara that we'll do maybe tomorrow. All the different cases where you do something to prove the land, is that called Chazaka? Chazaka has to be an improvement in the land that you made directly, immediately. So if you throw a seed into an existing crack, if you plowed the land, so you plowed the land, that's already a Chazaka. You didn't plow the land, there's an existing crack, you threw a seed in. We won't treat that as Chazaka. Why not? Because it didn't do anything. It's going to grow and the growth is going to grow. But it'll grow tomorrow. It doesn't grow straight away. So what did you do right now? Garnished. So the shot the lifter, you threw in the seed like a turnip. And bay pila the ara and the cracks in the ground, the gay, we're talking about a gay, so it's hefke and you want to do chazoke, loy havi chazoke, it's not considered chazoke. My timer, the idna the shoda loy havi shvacha, when you threw it in, nothing improved in the ground. Hash to the kashavach, and tomorrow, it takes 3 days with learning more Shabbos for it to take root and start growing, memele kashavach. It comes on its own, therefore it has no credit to you.
So what is the problem if you plant, I mean, that's throwing the seed, what is the problem?